This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Australia, and welcome to Catching Up. It's reunited and it feels so good. Dolly and Brett are finally back in the studio all at the one time.
It's a bit tight, isn't it? It's a tight fit.
Oh my
God. I like that little start. What's going on? You're tight?
No, I was saying it's a tight fit with all three of us in this box.
Tight fit. Wasn't that an 80s band? Tight fit.
Oh, could sound be. Like an
did
80s
listen to Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Or maybe, sweetheart. Yeah. Maybe.
Tight fit.
Yeah, tight fit.
With the Awoomba Way, wasn't it?
Something like that. Well, it's another Tuesday night. It's another comedy.
Oh, it's lovely.
Fest,
to be
isn't it?
Here, isn't it?
Yes. Sweetheart. Comedy is not gay, but sweet Jesus, the Melbourne Town Hall looks like a drag queen's clutch, doesn't it? Have you seen it lit up?
It's crazy wings out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, we've got a prize tonight, kids.
Goodness me.
Listen up, folks.
Just for listening, actually.
Now, obviously, part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we've got the fabulous Sabrina D'Angelo. She bursts onto the scene with a dazzling exhibition of a Tour de France physical comedy with her new comedy festival show, Body Poet.
Oh.
So this is a big thanks to the Darabin Arts Speakeasy Program.
So you could win this. You could win this,
Darabin,
folks.
Darabin, they say.
What's the question?
Well, how many comedians does it take to change a light bulb?
Well,
anything funny that you respond with, you need to be a Joy member, you need to have not have won anything in the last 2 weeks, and you need to be available Tuesday the 16th of April to go along
at
to
the same time as our show.
Amazing memory sometimes.
What we need you to do is SMS 0427JOY949. Give us a call. The lovely Jerry is on the desk waiting for your call. 1300JOY949. You can send an email on air at joy.org.au or press contact on the app. Do it now.
What's on the show tonight?
How many guests?
Oh, keep on talking. I'm just bored.
Okay.
Someplace.
She's bored.
We've got a couple of guests.
Heaps
on,
of guests.
Haven't we?
Yes, who have we got?
We've got later on, we've got the Erin Melville coming
the
to
Erin
talk.
Melville.
The Erin Melville.
The, yes.
Coming to talk about her new show, Here Comes the Girls.
Awesome.
We've also got Tom Binns coming up.
Awesome.
From The Best of British, which I've been raving about.
Two fantastic shows on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on Catching Up tonight.
Absolutely. And Dolly, what is the fabulous
tunes? Lots of
tunes?
Disco, darling. And we've got Bette Midler for you a little bit later on, boys.
Ooh.
And we've got Melbourne Battle Electric Empire. Right at the moment, we've got Zoom, 1982, Fat Larry's Band. Remember this song, kids?
Ooh.
You will, I think, when you hear the chorus. It's called Zoom. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was a bit of Fat Larry's band, but I think I've had enough of that. That was
Fat
Zoom.
Larry.
Went on for a little bit too
Fat
long.
Larry.
Fat Larry.
I remember him.
Remember Fat
Not
Albert?
Very, very, oh, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. And you know how Bill Cosby always had that, like,
sweetheart, careful what you say.
What?
Bill Cosby's a legend. No, I'm joking. I don't give a shit.
Well,
I don't give a shit. I'm just trying to wind you up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, our guest has arrived and he'll be in shortly.
Well,
yes,
one of our guests. We've got a couple tonight, haven't we,
yes,
darling?
That is the fabulous Tom Binns. He's a UK comedian, radio star. He normally does these great characters. One of them is Ivan Brackenbury of Hospital Radio.
Not Ivan Milat.
No. And also Ian D. Montford.
He's Britain's most gifted psychic.
And
we love a psychic.
Love a psychic, don't we?
Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
I'm smiling.
Oh,
my goodness. Hey, what have we all been doing? Dolly, you've been away at the Dig a Hole Festival, haven't you, darling?
I have dug a few holes, actually, yeah. Well, there was one particular hole that was full of bugs.
Oh.
You know, those bush toilets?
You don't want bugs in your hole, do you, Jane?
Quite long and you can't see anything down the bottom and they're full of bugs.
They're the composting type of toilets,
yes,
aren't they, sweetheart? God, you go to some lesbian places, don't you?
There weren't any lesbians there,
did you?
It was just a forest.
Did you let your leg hair grow the whole week? Or
I thought
it
you were going to say something else then.
No,
by the way you were looking at me. Let your leg hair grow. I did, actually, a little bit.
Yes.
It keeps the flies off, doesn't it? don't you find? They've got nowhere to land if it's bushy enough.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't go in the camp. I don't go to those places.
Well, I did go camping, boys. Good on you, for doll. Your fascination, oh, for the listening pleasure of all three people that are listening tonight. I went camping in a high-top camper van.
Now, so you're in a camper van. That's not really camping, sweetheart.
No, it isn't really, is it? No, no tents. Oh, I can't be bothered with that. What's the point of that? It takes you 4 hours to set up, right? Mm. You stay the night, and then it takes you 4 hours to, and then you've got to clean. What's the point of that?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's uncomfortable.
Darling, I don't understand camping unless it's this show.
It's 10 degrees. It's 10 degrees from homeless, really, camping in a tent, isn't it?
10 degrees, 2 degrees.
Pack up your old swag, put it back in the shopping trolley and on you go to the next campsite. But you had a good time, doll.
I had a good time, thanks for asking.
Did the little one like it?
Oh, it was great because it was a three-seater, you see, and she sat in the front, so she was helping with the maps and spotting all the dead kangaroos along the road.
Oh, the roadkill.
We were counting up all the roadkill. Oh. Isn't that fabulous?
So Australian.
Beautiful. God, so Australian. What about you, Jamal?
Oh, no, I've got nothing to report.
Nothing, sweetheart.
Nothing. I don't think so.
Your boyfriend's in town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's here. That's nice.
Yeah.
Big
nice.
Shout out to your boyfriend.
Actually,
tonight.
got a shout out saying loving.
You saw something, didn't you? Saw Ruby
Wax.
Oh,
yeah,
Wax.
I have got lots to talk about. Just remembered now.
Right.
Saw Ruby Wax. She was mental and fantastic.
We love her.
Wasn't what I was expecting from the show, but we can talk about that a little bit later. But I mean, it wasn't what I was expecting, but it was funny and serious as well. Mm. And she was very brave for talking about depression and how she's been a bit blue.
Yeah.
And how to overcome that, you know, how to shut those voices up in your head. And then the best part of all was she had a question and answer section at the end.
And what was your question?
So
darling?
I was sat there like a year three trying to get the teacher's attention.
Are you
I was
for real?
Very excited.
Oh, bless.
In my pale blue jacket, Fred.
Yeah, it's royal blue.
With my hand up as high as I could get it. So she picks me.
Yes.
And then she picks me and I said, so we all feel a little bit insane sometimes, but did you feel less insane the day you interviewed Imelda Marcos and found her shoes? And she said, that feels like a lifetime ago, and there's crazy, and then there's, oh my God, off the planet, bonkers, don't even know you're insane. So that was her impression
she
of her Imelda.
She was referring to Imelda.
She was saying Imelda's off the planet
off the
nuts.
Planet
oh my God.
Yeah. But it was
she
good show.
She would have liked you, darling. She would have liked that little question, sweetheart.
I actually hung around the stage door for
did
half
you?
An hour, but I didn't see her. I was excited.
You're going to go back to green, right?
She's comedy gold. She was one degree
crazy.
From Jennifer Saunders there.
Is, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Crazy fan number one.
Yeah, it's me.
Darling, what about you, sweetheart? We're catching up with you. We're not going to worry about you, Brett.
No, look, the only thing I've got to say is that we've got these double pass to give away.
We need to hear from you folks.
Free double pass for Sabrina D'Angelo in her new Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, Body Poets.
And we want to
hear.
At the same time we're on the radio, isn't it?
It is, actually.
It's a bit of a good time to see
That's
it,
why they've given us that prize.
Yeah, exactly. You obviously don't want to listen to this.
Obviously, you have to be a Joy member. Obviously, you can't have won anything in the last 2 weeks. But the question is, how many comedians does it take to change a light bulb?
Yes.
Tough question.
So give us a call on 1300-JOY
949. I don't know.
SMS.
How many?
I reckon it'd be at least 10.
Yeah, go on, Meryl. Hurry up.
They're all too pissed most of the time. 0427-JOY949 to SMS us or email us on air@joy.org.au.
Yeah, they bloody know it. Okay. So I'm going to play a few messages and after that we've got our little comedian having a chat. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You're on Catching Up here on Joy 94.9 with Jamie, Brett and Dolly. And we are joined by the lovely Tom Binns.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Tom.
This is nice.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's intimate, isn't it?
It's like a padded cell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
You love what we've done with the decor, don't
beige.
You, Tom?
Beige.
Yes.
Beige, I know.
It's terrific.
Yeah, well, you'll always be able to rent it.
Yes. Yes. There we go.
Well,
we
can't unpainted MDF.
Yeah. We need
very
to make
glamorous.
Dolly look tanned, which is really tricky.
Against you, it always
That's
is,
right.
sweetheart.
So tell us, what are you doing?
What's funny about you, Tom? What's
I
going on?
Am mainly doing a show here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival called Ian de Montfort.
Yes.
Britain's best psychic.
Oh.
Question
marks. We do like a psychic.
And also, I'm in Best of British every night. So I do Ian in that or I do another character, which is a hospital radio DJ.
Oh.
Called Ivan Brackenbury. And
hospital radio DJ.
Yeah, and he's bonkers.
Oh.
Yes.
He's bonkers. Oh, we can plug that in for you, sweetheart, if you like.
Yeah. Please plug in. Because obviously I've been banging on about Best of British now for quite some time.
You have, Britt.
And I have actually seen Tom at the Diamond Bar. Oh. 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Good. Great.
So, I'm your biggest fan. No, seriously.
Not creepy.
No, he is actually creepy.
Loved it. Okay. Not as creepy as hanging out outside of Ruby Wax's dressing room,
Jamie. She's a comedy
Jamie.
Legend. She's a comedy legend. Yeah. I told you, 1 degree from French and Saunders, sweetheart.
But Tom, it's all about... So how many times have you been in Melbourne now?
This will be my fourth. I did a whole hour of Ivan Brackenbury just on his own the first year I came. And then the Diamond when I was kind of new to Ian de Montfort, the show you saw. Then last year I was in Trades Hall and no one else came. And it was just me in an empty room for a month.
That's nice sometimes to get your confidence up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No one walks out. So
that's right.
Not too bad.
And then this is my favourite year. I'm having a lovely time because I've just come off stage actually, 60 people, which is good numbers for the festival.
Wow.
On a Tuesday.
And you're going straight.
Here we go.
Radio, isn't he? More radio than we are.
We love bugs. We had a buzzer about 16 weeks ago, but didn't last.
Really?
Yeah. No. But good on you for bringing it.
Well, I, this is for Ivan Brackenbury, who is. I'm glad you don't have a buzzer because he's the worst community radio DJ in
really?
England. I don't know if you know that in England, every hospital has its own community radio station and they just broadcast to the patients.
Right.
And that's the idea of Ivan Brackenbury.
Supposed to make them feel better.
They just broadcast
supposed
to patients. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Every hospital has it, and you can only pick it up on a wired ring main. It doesn't even get broadcast. It just goes down a wire to headphones, which are by all the beds.
It's like art therapy for the blind or something, isn't it?
So it's manned by volunteers. The volunteers go around the wards collecting requests, and they get as many as 12 or maybe 13 people listening, so more people than I had at the Trades Hall.
More people than us, let's face it.
God bless her mighty shores.
And on the whole, it's horrific radio.
Wow. Well, now
you're
going to
give us a demo,
show.
Darling?
Yeah, shall I be Ivan for a minute?
Oh, we'd love that.
Yes, please.
Okay. Are you listening to me, Ivan Brackenbury, brought to you by my sponsor, KY Jelly. And we're live from Melbourne.
The Ivan Brackenbury Disease Hour on Hospital Radio with KY Jelly for women who married for money.
I like the music.
That's right. Love really hurts without you. You're listening to me, Ivan Brackenbury. And I'm bonkers.
He's bonkers.
That's right. I went live. Is it Monday?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Live on a Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, hang on. Hang on a minute. Oh, they're on a loop.
Friday.
I can't. You have to go round. One minute. Bear with me.
How many people listening now?
Nearly.
That's
here we go. Tuesday.
1964.
Oh, 1 minute.
1966. 1967.
It's another loop.
1968. 1969.
Hang on. I don't normally do Tuesdays. Anyway, we're playing this to Frank, who always writes to me, and he's bonkers.
He's bonkers.
He is bonkers.
He's bonkers.
I believe the technical term is mental. Ill. Frank is actually a self-harmer, but I don't judge me. I just play the music. And we've got in this, especially by Rod Stewart on Hospital Radio.
The first cut is
Oh, bless.
I could go on.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, could you please go on?
Could you do an hour every Tuesday between 9 and 10 here at Joy?
I actually do have 3 hours of that. I've got three 1 hour festival shows of essentially the same joke over and over again.
I can't tell the joke because we'll get pulled off the air, but there's
the one.
You know the one?
I know the one.
When we saw you on Sunday at the Exford, I had to explain it to a few people.
Oh, dear, yeah.
And it sort of kills a joke when you have to explain it.
That's rather. Yeah, it's actually an impossible joke to tell.
Yes,
this joke
needs to be delivered in the way that it is.
Yes,
for it to work. Oh.
Yeah. So, Best of British.
I'll tell you later, Don.
Best of British, Brett, you saw.
Yes,
you've been doing a set in Best of British every night.
Yeah, and I alternate between the Hospital Radio DJ and the Spirit Medium,
which we're very interested in as well.
Well, do you want to have a go at that as well? Shall
we? Yeah, do you mind? Drop in.
Yeah. Well, my name's Ian de Montfort. I'm a Spirit Medium. How I do differ from any Spirit Medium you might have seen before is they have messages coming through for you from people that you knew, where I've got messages coming through for you from people that you didn't know.
Right.
And just the great thing about that is you don't need to be recently bereaved to have a smashing time with me. A lot of people before the show do come up to me and they say, Ian, could you contact my nan or could you contact my gran? And I'm like, oh yeah, I could. In theory. But what I like to do is contact famous people, okay? People that are not boring.
Yeah.
You know, for everyone else.
Yes, yeah. I'm interested.
Now is not really the time or the place to be contacting the dead. The best time for that is 7:45. And the best place for that is the Winter Gardens room at the Exford. So we're going to do a bit of numerology.
Do I need to do anything?
Yeah, I'd love you
can
to.
I roll?
What I want you to do, take my dice.
Take
and
your
I brought dice. A coffee cup. Do you know what? I do love Melbourne. But if I did have one criticism, is that you can't get a decent cup of coffee.
Is that right?
Without someone banging on about it.
Would you? I'm chucking this dice. It's a visual gag here. We love a visual gag.
Oh, no, it's not. Because what you do is just to think about your past. Okay,
past.
And as you're thinking about your past, a number will pop into your head.
Right.
I don't want to know what the number is, so I'm going to look away. But what I would like you to do is just choose that number on the dice I've given you, face up, and then cover it up with a coffee cup so no one gets to see it.
Okay.
So people are listening and not missing nothing.
All right. Have you done that now? I've done that. Are you getting anything through?
I'm not actually.
Nothing at all?
No.
Because not a lot happened in my past.
Oh, that's interesting. And not a lot happened in your past? Well, in numerology, the number for not a lot happening in your past is the number 5. Is that what you chose?
All right, Pete. Should
we look? Yeah, why not? Let's
Shall
have
we
a
look?
Peek. Oh, my God.
It's the number five. And it's not 5 on every side of that dice.
There's different numbers
on every side.
What I would say about you is the last 12 months, there have been some ups and downs for you.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say it's got to get worse before it gets better, because that is just a cliche.
Yes.
And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, and then it's going to get worse. Do you want to have a look at the present of your time?
Yes.
All right. This time, won't you shake the dice? So you don't get to choose. You shake it. I'm going to look away again.
In the cup. Just give it a rattle
around. Yeah, but then tip it out onto the table and then cover it up with a cup. And again, no one's missing anything because there's nothing to say. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've done it.
Done it.
This is now your present.
Right.
What's coming across very strong about you, I find that you've got some real skills.
Yes.
You're skillful, but you're not needy with it. You know, like skillful but not needy, like someone that can juggle but doesn't.
Yes. That is actually very accurate of me.
I want to say that's very consistent in numerology terms with the number 2.
Oh.
Do you want to have a look?
Here we go.
He's pulled a 2.
That is freaky.
Shall we look into the future? Have you got time?
Yes, please.
Stop whenever you want.
No, please. Please carry on.
Shake again. Off you go. This is for your future. Is it covered up?
It's covered up.
There is someone in your future who will want to open doors for you.
Oh.
And you need to identify who that person is.
Okay.
And avoid air travel with them.
Oh. Oh, my God. Well, Jamie, that's it for you,
darling.
I know,
sweetheart. Shall I uncover it? No.
No, keep it covered.
Because you're on the ball at the moment and we can't even say why fully.
I'm just not getting anything.
Really?
Gosh.
Nothing. I don't feel like there's a...
There's not a number.
How have you been feeling in yourself?
Fairly good. I mean,
have you got any shows booked in advance?
No.
All I would say is now might be a good time to clean out your hard drive.
Oh, no. That's going to take forever.
It was about to happen.
Oh, sweetheart. It's been lovely, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Have you done your will?
No. Everything goes to the shih tzu anyway.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
So there's nothing in there?
No, I have no idea what that is. It was the number 2.
No, 2's for nothing. 2 means nothing.
I've got a lot of bad energy coming off you.
Sure, it's just the bad energy.
Well, it's been lovely having you here. Tom. Lovely. Absolutely wonderful. I wish you all the best.
Oh, my goodness.
He was spot on to the last
bit, good.
Wasn't he?
Very good. Thank
but
you.
I'm interested in the door opening while you're flying, sweetheart, and someone shoving you out.
I'm actually a flight attendant, sweetheart.
Oh,
you're,
no.
You're
really?
The money there.
Oh, well, I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, yeah, of course you did.
We normally have another psychic on the show, but she died in the arse some time ago.
Mystic Meg would come in. Where did she live?
The great thing about doing Ian is that obviously people think that it's going to be just a spoof, and then about two or three minutes into the show, they're like, oh,
he's a magician.
How
as well.
Is he doing this? And they get really
Can
freaked
I have
out.
Another look at that cup, actually?
Yeah, he's spinning the dice very well, wasn't
just
it?
Just an nothing, average cup.
It's a normal there. Cup, folks. There's nothing to
so
there's
saying,
no see through panels.
You've got psychic abilities too. Is this what you're inferring, sweetheart?
What I'm saying is it certainly appears that way.
It does,
it appears that way. Is this just, has this resulted of the, you know, of you practicing? Do you
oh,
think
my goodness.
It's come
God.
Through like I, that, do you think?
I did a load of training for the show.
Right,
yeah,
yes,
no,
of course, it shows.
What do you like with a bag of runes, sweetheart? Any good with a rune?
I do
prune?
Runes.
Yeah.
Ian's done, in the new show, he's got tarot, runes.
Oh,
he does doodleology.
Doodleology.
Yeah. Oh, Jamie and I have done that on the weekend.
As in drawing doodles.
Oh,
yeah.
You do a doodle. You do a doodle and interpret your doodle.
I do more doodles than Brett, but that's just
yeah, but I'm monogamous. That's all I can say.
Monotonous, Brett. Oh, sorry. No.
It's not in the numbers, boys.
Well.
No, it's interesting you refer to as Ian. He's a completely different person from you. Is that right, sweetheart?
Well, I'm Tom. Ian is the psychic. Ivan is the spirit medium.
Ivan
and yeah, I do some other
So, Tom, have you come all the way to Melbourne? And like, where are you from normally, sweetheart?
Originally Sheffield,
right.
Oh, which is
sweetheart.
In England. Which is like,
yes.
Have you heard of Europe?
Yeah. It's over there somewhere.
It's like at the top of that. Yeah.
She's from Queensland. You have to speak slower.
Speak slowly to the deaf.
So yeah, I come especially for the festival.
Oh,
now you might have a very attractive girlfriend. Is that possible?
Yeah. Well.
Oh. No.
Why?
Oh, we don't.
He
no,
might,
we don't.
But yes.
We don't. No.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we all might.
No, but
we?
I think you're referring to Dan Willis. Dan Willis.
Oh, no. It's
who goes out with Aaron,
who's
our
next
guest. But I'm sure your girlfriend is just as beautiful.
I'm sure you could conjure up something with your psychic abilities anyway. Is Tom going to stay around after a couple of messages? Maybe?
I think Tom's actually going to rush to a show.
Tom's going to rush to a show.
But I'm in the middle of a show.
But we've actually got to say a big thank you.
Yes.
Big thank you to Tom Binns. And he's playing at the Exford Hotel until the April the 21st in the Best of British, as well as his own show. I've seen him before. He's bloody fantastic.
I'm buying a ticket.
Go and see it.
It's all
do yourself
man.
A favour.
Thanks very much.
Favor.
Thank
you. Fantastic. Thanks
for having me. It's been really good fun.
Pleasure.
We loved having you, darling.
Joy 94.9.
They do whatever they want. Bette Midler, that's the 12-inch disco version, of course.
Bette Midler's 12-inch.
Thighs and Whispers album, 1979. Do you remember that album?
Do you know what?
The Thighs and Whispers album? Did you ever get that?
I think I was four at the time, but I'm sure I've listened to it before.
It's a terrific album. That's a terrific disco song. Das Appreciation Society recommendation. Disco.
Really?
Appreciation Society.
Because we love Wes and the guys from the West, from the Disco Appreciation Society. Do you know what I used to love about Bette? When she used to do, you know, in her shows, she does The Jewish Lady. She does the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not seen it?
Which one, sweetie? Not the over the shoulder.
My Boyfriend Ernie one.
My Boyfriend Ernie. Mm. My Boyfriend Ernie.
So
you've
got no tits in a tight box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
My Boyfriend Ernie once gave me a bunch of flowers. I was flat on my back for a week.
She didn't have a vase.
But Soph, you should have used a vase.
Yeah. I do know that now that you've
you know
said
that
it
now.
Like that.
How hilarious was our guest?
Oh, my God.
Can you just give him a little plug again?
A big thank you
he was fantastic.
To Tom Binns, who's in not only in the Best of British playing at the Exford Hotel, but also in The One, Britain's Most Gifted Psychic, as Ian D. Montford.
He was.
That is playing on the Exford Hotel until April the 21st. Obviously, go to Melbourne International Comedy Festival site for more details. But I have to say, guys, I've seen him before. He's bloody hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
a ticket.
Saturday night. What are you doing, Dolge? Want to go out?
Yeah, Saturday night. Let's do it.
Speaking of tickets, we've got this bloody double pass to give away.
Come on, Joy people.
Is there anyone listening?
Right,
maybe the joke was too hard.
It was too hard.
Okay,
what was
how
it
about
again?
What? It was how many comedians does it take to change a light bulb?
But
how about we just
no one
say,
knows that.
What makes you laugh?
What makes you laugh? Or okay. just even send us your membership number at this stage.
Look, if you haven't won anything in the last 2 weeks and you're a Joy member...
It's a free ticket to a show.
Absolutely.
Can we
it's two free tickets. Mm. It's for Sabrina D'Angelo in her new Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, Body Poet. Obviously, Jamie, what do they have to do?
They need to send us a beautiful SMS on 0427JOY949 or give us a call on 1300JOY949 or they need to send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Yes,
now,
terrific.
Obviously, we've got another guest coming up, the wonderful...
She's rushing.
Erin
on her
Melville,
way now.
Because she's just finishing a show now. But Dolly, I want to hear another beautiful disco.
Thanks for that,
disco.
Darling. Well, I've, you know, we do our Australian content.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited about this band.
Oh, yes.
I am.
Well, it's not Marsha Hines, so it's exciting,
well,
isn't it?
Let's face it. It's contemporary too, sweetie, but it's in our theme, darling. It's a four-piece contemporary soul band from Sydney and Melbourne.
Yes.
Electric Empire, they're called.
Right.
And this is called Baby, You're Loving. It's a debut track off their new EP, Change.
Good on you, Dolly.
Here we go. You're on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Fred.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, and before the break we played Electric Empire. They're a Melbourne and a Sydney band, and they are Sex on a Stick. That's called Baby, You're Lovin'. I hope you go and download and pay for their music. I love
it. I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah,
I
they're
liked
good,
it
aren't
so
they?
Much.
They're
now,
great.
Listen, very exciting, Dolly. In the studio we have the lovely Erin Melville and T.M. Bishop, both part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and have come along to say hi to us tonight. Hello and welcome.
Yay! Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Hey, now, great new show. We've got the flyer here. Here comes the girls. About time, too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, it's so much fun.
Yes.
I tell you.
Like being
so
a girl?
Being a girl is fun.
It's so 2013.
Girls just want to have fun, don't they?
Do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love being a girl.
So tell us a little bit about the show, guys.
All right. Well, basically, I host and organise Here Come the Girls.
Yes.
I did it last year and I thought I'd do it again this year. And we're in a better location, a better venue at Red Violin.
Yep.
And basically it's an all-female lineup of comedians because it's a comedy
love.
Festival.
Yes.
But I put on four girls, sometimes five if I'm a little bit tipsy and I do the lineup when I'm tipsy.
Mess up
so
the numbers.
It happens. Mm-hmm. but I always include a guy because I don't want the guys feeling left out.
But what's that about, sweetie?
What's that?
That's the way you're trying to be inclusive. Why does everyone have to be inclusive? It's a girl lineup, and then you include a guy. How does a guy feel about that?
He's a token.
Token.
Let's not attack our guest.
He's a token man. I was with you with the old girl night, but
Dolly,
you lost me now.
It's my cock spot.
Oh. I'm leaving. Get rid of her.
I think if I can put words
Tian,
in.
Tian, yes, please. Jump in, darling.
What's your name, darling? You're Tian.
T.M.
T.M. T.M. T.M. Bishop. Which is one of the comedians in the lineup for the show.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
And you're from NZ, aren't you?
I'm from New Zealand, yes. I'm
lovely.
Gay.
We love our sister country over there.
Thank you.
Yes.
but I think the reason there's a guy in there is the aim of the show is really to reverse the usual lineup.
Yes.
And the usual lineup that you get at a comedy show is a bunch of guys with maybe
bunch
one.
Of
a bunch of cocks.
Mm. Yeah.
And just all there on stage. Why not?
Yeah,
it's not just comedy
speaking.
Nights where you find that in our community.
Tom was talking about the doodle night, wasn't he, before? Yeah.
Tom was. Because we had the fabulous Tom Binns on just before you guys
had
come.
Oh, I love him. Love Tom Binns.
And obviously your partner, Dan Willis.
Yeah.
Who also hosts Best of British that we're huge on. But that's about the boys. Is it different girls every night? What's
well, I do I look, there's so many girls kicking it in the proverbial this year. And I tried to fit in as many girls as I can.
Yeah.
And I want to put on a really strong lineup so that people feel like they're getting the money's worth. So it's a combination of international acts, local acts, interstate acts, and just acts who are just doing kicking awesome
it.
Things.
Acts that are yeah. kicking it.
Kicking it. Who kicking was, it in the bits and pieces. So I do rotate the girls, and it depends who's around, really.
Yeah.
But I'm the organiser, so I've got to make sure that I'm putting on a solid lineup.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like I am doing, because I know what's – I've got my finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Look, girls are always pretty solid, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
In the comedy yeah. arena.
Are you calling us
fat? No, not you two. Not at all.
Oi.
Well, the girls from New Zealand are very solid, aren't they?
Well.
Actually, can I say, Tien? Tien, that nicely.
Tien's not solid. She's,
you mean she's solid as a rock.
We're slum. Tien is a
reliable
woman.
Reliable is where I was going.
You're part of the show.
Yes.
Do you talk about NZ? Do you talk about boys? Do you talk about...
Yeah, I talk about a bunch of things. The main subjects, I guess, are my family.
Yes.
And my best friend, because... Yes. He's a lovely gay boy, and so...
Oh, there's always a few laughs with those boys, isn't there?
I like to poke fun at him quite a lot. I hope he's not listening. He probably is listening.
But you use him in the show?
Absolutely.
You tweeted this interview.
Did we get twatted? I mean, tweeted.
Yeah. Tweeted.
Did we? We've been tweeted before.
Do you tweet, Dolly?
No, I wouldn't know how to.
We don't know
how to. You know
that. No.
Dolly's only just managed to master the typewriter. So the Olivetti from 64.
The daisy wheel.
Yes, she's good with that now.
No, what in New Zealand? What are the New Zealanders laughing about besides gay boys, darling?
Oh, God, I think because I travel a lot around the world,
right.
And I do America, Samoa, New Zealand, Australia, and what I find is New Zealand and Australia are very, they're very casual, very un-PC.
Yes.
You go over to America, you have to be a lot more PC.
Don't mention fisting in America, trust me, I've done it. I've mentioned it.
Our late night sex show has now come to Tuesday nights.
No, but I mean, you're right. There are things you can, you know, people have a laugh in the UK about things they will not have a laugh in America or Canada about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's hard as a comedian to judge that when you are standing in front of a room full of people you've never spoken to.
Exactly.
So, yes. I mean, you just have to judge it on the laughter, I guess, and hope for the best.
Well, I get to travel a lot to America, so I'm used to them now, but certainly at first, very different sense of humour.
Yeah, scary.
Getting used to it.
Do you have to really, like, get out the whiteboard and explain the jokes, do you think?
Yeah, they're probably not much for education over there.
Allegedly. Do you find the Americans, though, because I find when you watch American TV, there's a real element of physical sort of slapstick in a lot of their humour, and whereas the English will do a lot more with sort of, you know, jokes and words.
Oh, I find it the opposite.
Do you?
Certainly with the shows like Miranda, Not Going Out, they're very physical.
The English have started, yeah.
Yeah. Fawlty Towers, very,
okay.
Very slapsticky. Americans are very, I'm a performer.
Centre of the universe will do that to you, sweetheart.
Look at me. Look
absolutely.
At me. I'm performing. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, so we've got the fabulous girls. We've got the wonderful Erin Melville and T.M. Bishop.
Thank you, girls.
They're doing a show as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival called Here Come the Girls. It's at the Red Violin. When are you playing to guys? Girls?
I do Tuesday through to Sunday, 8:15.
Yeah.
But on Sunday, it's always an hour earlier. That's
for religious reasons
on
a Sunday.
That's just a done thing.
Yeah, no, it
but
is on. It is,
TM's,
yeah.
That's Here Come the Girls.
Yeah.
It's on every night until the festival ends.
Yeah.
Because it will end at a point. TM, I know. It feels like it's going on forever and ever.
A little bit like this interview, sweetheart. We've got to go. We've got to go to a song. Dolly's calling it.
So, Dolly, what have we got now, darling?
We've got a bit of Jackie Moore, darling, with This Time, Baby. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
And good luck.
No worries.
Good luck with your all-girl show and your one cock.
Yeah. I like cock.
Hello, this is Julia Zamiro, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Lucky you.
Lucky us.
Welcome back to Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Wow, what a cavalcade of guests we've had
tonight.
It's
been amazing.
What happened before? I'm not sure.
Well, it looks like Erin was having a little bit of fun, and obviously...
Here come the girls.
Here comes the girls. So this is Erin Melville. She's hosting Here Comes the Girls at the Red Violin for the Comedy Festival. And also we had the fabulous T.M. Bishop. Now, not only is she in Here Comes the Girls,
yes,
but she's also got her own show called Foreign Objects. It's at 6:30 p.m. at Hairy Little Sisters until the 21st as
Hairy
well.
Hairy Little Sisters.
Yes. Ooh. Part of Comedy's Angels. And obviously, to find out more information, please go to the Melbourne International Comedy website.
So Here Come the Girls is on every single night.
Now, yes. I'd just like to say, folks, you won't have seen this, but Dolly managed to press some buttons today and talk as well, and that's a monumentous change
did you
for
notice?
Us here.
Goodness me. Really?
Yes.
Did I do that?
You were talking to Brett and you played a community announcement at the same time, and I think you've actually graduated community radio, sweetheart, at 101.
I think I might get a certificate.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
You might get a scratch and snip.
I'm seeing the laminator heating up.
Up. She's done well.
Hey, I also want to say a big thank you to our
is anyone listening?
UK. Of course they are.
Yeah, we'll say hi in a moment.
A big thank you to Tom Binns as well.
Amazing.
Coming in between two gigs. Not
amazing
one,
guy.
Two.
Very funny.
Oh, he slotted us in well.
You'll see him at the Exford Hotel in either Best of British or in his own show, The One, Britain's Most Gifted Psychic. And that's on until
we might give that 5 stars, actually. We might
absolutely
give it 4.5
he was
bananas or something, wasn't it?
He was fantastic. Now, you two, I'm solo next week.
Got Michael
week.
Jackson
you
in
are,
outside,
sweetheart.
Though. I think Michael Jackson's coming in.
We do need to very quickly say thanks to the lovely Pete for listening in. He says we're funny on his drive home. That was nice. And my lovely Shih Tzu Bo's listening, apparently, who keeps getting on the bed with his muddy paws. Little bastard.
Oh
I'm going to chop him off. I swear.
gloves, darling. Gloves. He needs some gloves.
Dolly, it's that time again.
I'm speaking to the Krinsky sisters tomorrow night, actually. I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh,
gee, you could be a Krinsky sister,
you've
couldn't
been
you?
Practicing.
We're the Krinsky sisters from Esk.
Enjoy
Queensland.
That.
So, my
yeah,
love,
I'm going to enjoy that.
Fabulous. Yeah. And, Jamie, we're going to another, you're going to another show again?
Just Judith Lucy now, but I'm going to get something else for Saturday. I might do the Best of British show,
you've got to do the Best of British.
Yeah.
Dolly, my darling, who's playing us out tonight?
Well, she goes for 10 minutes.
Who is it?
She's going to keep the fires burning.
Ooh, yeah.
Gwen McCrae.
Oh, don't all that love.
Yeah, no, don't keep the fires burning.
Yes.
Don't miss Sci-Fi and Scream up next, folks.
Yeah, so you're doing so next week, Dunning.
Lovely
I'm
to have you company.
Solo. Mm-hmm. I have to say goodnight, Australia.
Goodnight, Australia.
Goodnight, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, you're listening to Brett Scriver on Joy 94.9. It's catching up.
We haven't got any more, you see. I thought we started the...
we'll start at the top again. Leave it recording. Leave it recording.
Oh, really?
Honestly, leave it recording.
Can I say, this is champagne comedy at its best.
You reckon?
Just leave it recording.
Jamie from the top.
Australia's best titbits, without the tits, catching up on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.